Bear Podcast 408.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty life.
The Matt Bear Problem.
Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in a week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world. Oh my God, Maynard. And whose bellies were those?
Secret. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and welcome to episode 408.
Our new video experience.
Yes, that's right. We're trying a different setup right now and to see how good it looks like on your side. So, so we have our own.
we got a camera triad going.
Yeah,
here.
Camera triad. Oh yeah. Okay, the pictures you'll see here are pictures from last weekend's Louis weekend here in Houston. So it's been a great weekend. I really enjoyed it.
It was a nice long weekend.
Yes. Okay, let's start with Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay.
And Maynard not showing up until almost everything was over with.
I had to work a little.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what happened? What happened before I arrived?
Bunch of people registered Thursday before you got there, and it was kind of dying down when you got there because you got there after me, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah, when I arrived there, you were about to leave for the airport. Yeah, so
I was getting ready to leave the airport to pick up Lewis, but there's another Asian chaser who's been on our show before that hooked himself a bear and latched on for dear life all weekend.
I think I know what you mean.
Photobombing.
Ray was photobombing that one, so that was funny. So. Yeah, it's our friends Mark and Mike. So. This is nice. We can see what's flashing on the screen, and we can comment on them while we're doing on it. So if you guys are watching this, you'll see us react on with the pictures that we see on the screen. What do you call this? So people are just who are listening. Well, go watch the video. That's right. So, a couple of friends of ours we saw last Thursday night. We were at George's, and George's was pretty nice. They opened the back part, right? They opened the back part just for Louis weekend. That's what they do.
Well, they put that whole tent up and block off the whole back of the parking lot.
Yeah, that's where I got my registration and pinned. At Marin Pack. I didn't get pinned. I just got a pin. I just got a pin. Oof, look at that. Hey, Pete. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's...
I remember having a Pete's boyfriend from the Mormon, the hot right. one.
I think
he went back to Vegas.
Maybe. He plays a softball, so I'll see him. I did ask him if I can take a picture, so I did. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so back to Thursday. It was fun. It was kind of a reunion. Because most of our friends who are local and people are flying in just came over there. And that's where, the first day of Louis happens on Thursday nights. And we just got together, got a little... I didn't drink too much, just probably a drink. That's pretty much it.
Had a couple because I had to drive and go to the airport to pick up Louis.
Louis. Yeah, we got to meet Louis. He's a very nice guy from New Mexico. Yeah. Right? Okay. So I didn't get to see him until the next day. You did not... come back that night.
Come back and registered and got his stuff, but y'all were back behind the trash dumpster getting pinned or something.
We were
starving, so we went and got something to eat. We went across the street to Barnaby's. Oh, our kitchen closes at 10. I'm like, lady, please. So we went to the House of Guys and got dinner.
Oh, what a good place. You have to go bring it to House of Guys. House of Pies. We're not there. Yeah. Although they're not paying us to advertise, but House of Pies. That's
some good pie.
At on Kirby, right? Okay, that's the only House of Pies anyway, right? I wasn't sure. Anyway, so that was Thursday. We didn't do much. We just arrived there because it's a school day.
Oh,
it's
look at that loser.
It's a work day. Look at that loser. Love you, Dave. Okay. We just had fun that Thursday, but we left around 10:30 or before 11 because we have to go to work on Friday. I have to go to work to Friday on Friday. So Friday came. Where was it? It was at Tony's Corner Pocket.
But before that day, I got Louis a tour at the museum.
Oh, really? Okay, yes. So what happened to that?
It was nice.
It was the same, the King Tut one?
No.
What is it, this one?
King Tut. David showed him some... we did the whole Asian art thing. So
the Asian art.
Graphic art thing. Mm-hmm. And then he showed... So we got to go in the background and look at some of the stuff because, you know, only 5% of the stuff's actually displayed. All the rest of it's stuck in storage. And
you got to see the storage stuff?
Yeah, see some of the storage
stuff.
So it's kind of cool. So Louis really enjoyed that. So I enjoyed it too, folks. But got home, got changed, got ready for Louis Friday night and froze our ass off all night, which got me sick.
It was really cold.
Well, the one thing it was cold is that damn wind was blowing. If the wind wouldn't have been blowing, everybody would have been fine. Mm-hmm. But my ears got cold, and then I just got sick.
That's why you had the hood on all the whole night.
Okay. Well, no, I had that on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
If I'd had it on Friday night, I probably wouldn't have got sick. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think it was going to be that cold or windy out there because, you know, it's been 80 here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we get in Louis, it gets cold. And what is it out there today?
You know,
70s.
That's what's bad about Louis. If it's going to be cold, it's more clothes and you don't see much skin. For many years, we would be at Louis and people are, you know, and wearing leather just it's pretty much a leather event. So they just wear, you know, harnesses and sometimes they're shirtless. But it's too cold.
Well, yeah, for me.
Yeah, so, it was too cold for me too, so I had to do layer. Yeah, us chasers don't have much insulation. So, anyway, so that was Friday, and we got to see some flaming queens. Not flaming queens.
Yeah.
Well, they are flaming queens.
Cute little muscle boy with
but they're muscle boys, gay muscle boys with flames. They were fire dancers.
Yeah, and we had a newbie there Friday night, which was interesting.
Okay.
They're 19, they're Mormon. They just recently come out. Well, I don't know if they recently come into college, but like the last few months, they finally owned up that they were gay.
Okay.
They hadn't really done any gay things or been anywhere about it, but so it's like they called. They were like, "I'm coming. I'm trying to build up the courage." I said, "Just get your butt down here. Nothing's going to happen." And then they were texting me from the parking lot. I think I don't know if I can do this. I'm scared.
Are you serious?
I'm like, "Get your butt out of the car and come up here. I guarantee you, nothing's going to happen." And they came up there and had a very good time that night.
There you go.
And I asked him, I said, "So see, did you feel bad now? Your head didn't explode or you didn't turn into a big ball of glitter or something?"
So, that's what he was afraid of?
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. But he's like, "Oh my God, I've never run this many gay men before in my life."
Mm-hmm.
So, but he seemed to have a first good Louis. So.
Oh, that's good. I remember a friend of mine, he was kind of, I don't know if he's bi. This was about more than 10 years ago.
Bisexual?
No, he's not bisexual. I don't know if he's bisexual, but he's not bisexual. And I think he's sticking rice back then. Anyway, so I was talking to him.
He likes tits and ass.
No, he likes just ass. Okay, so I was just talking to him. You know, just want to go to the bar. No, are you trying to convert me? What do you mean? Either you're gay or not. I know it's kind of weird. So anyway, you just reminded me of a friend of mine who I haven't seen for a long time about that. Anyway, so. You got to convince the guy that it's just that people at the bars are people too.
Yes.
Okay.
Gays are people too.
People are
they're a bunch of hoes, but they're people too. You know? So, well, they had a good time. So.
Okay. So that was Friday. We got to drink some. No.
Raspberry.
Kamikazes. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. So. Raspberry kamikazes by the Houston Air Bears. I think. I took lots of pictures of that one. I brought the big camera. The reason why I was bringing the big camera because I do not have my smaller camera, which I left in New Orleans. So that's
Mike
why
Mike
didn't bring it. So that's why there are not much pictures from Mardi Gras last week. I haven't posted them yet, so probably soon. Yeah. Okay, so that was Friday. We didn't stay too long. I waited for Mike. Mike arrived. So
yeah.
It was like a reunion, like I said earlier.
And Mike surprised you because he was like, Manners are there running around, and Mike was staying out there. Where is he at? And we finally found him and brought him over.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah. So surprise. I'm coming over. Surprise. Okay, so what happened Saturday?
Saturday I was sick and I stayed at home and was mopey all day and a very bad host.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did go see Ghost. We did go to get out of the house. We did go see Ghost Rider.
Oh, okay.
Save your money, peeps.
Wait for the DVD or
wait for Netflix.
Wait for Netflix. Or wait for it on cable.
Something.
Or a sci-fi channel, maybe.
She just needs money. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but I wouldn't go. Don't waste your money. Go and see it at the movie theater.
Is it really that bad? Is it the acting or how about the effects?
It was just too much of all of it. And there wasn't anything really bad about it. It was just, like.
What's the point?
It's like sci-fi Saturday, made for sci-fi movie.
So wait for it on TV when it comes out. Okay. So yeah, we're going to talk about more movies about it.
And y'all went to BRB, didn't you?
We did go to the BRB Saturday night, and it was fun. It was what else happened there? Did I drink? I didn't drink because I was driving. I got to wear my boots, my leather boots.
Yeah, Maynard went out in New Orleans in full leather, but did he show up at Louis in any leather
than
boots?
It's too cold. I can't handle the cold.
No. Everybody else was running around in leather.
I was wearing leather.
You could have wore it Sunday.
At the at EJ's, right?
At the show of shows.
Yeah. But no, I see, that's the problem. I was out also. I had the softball practice and I couldn't go. Mm-hmm. Of all the times that they would what?
World's smallest violin player.
Uh-huh. Okay, so well, let's go back to Saturday. So Saturday, BRB, and my friend Mark and Kevin, he was so drunk. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I've never seen him that drunk. And he was just shouting and telling stories while pretty much shouting. But it was fun. It was fun watching him drunk.
It's fun watching drunk people there. So.
Yeah, that's right. And that was fun. It was good to hang out with friends and seeing people laughing at it. People are getting drunk.
Yes.
Yeah. not much pinning there. But there was a lot of pinning yesterday on Sunday. Of course at the
I still didn't see that much of it.
No, you didn't see it much.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? I got some beads from New Orleans the week before. So I thought since EJ's has two platforms. You know, platform. There's an upper a balcony, what do you call it?
Yeah.
A mezzanine. And then below, there's so many people. Took some videos of that one. So I thought, maybe we could throw some beads. So I did go to my car and took about 10 beads or something. Yeah. I came up and gave it to some of our friends upstairs. And so we were trying to give beads from the downstairs, and they would show their man boobs, their hairy man boobs, and it kind of worked. So we did that. Kept throwing a bead. So it was, you know, a la Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Or a la Bourbon Street, actually.
It was fun. I was just tired by that point. We didn't talk about Saturday night. We're jumping the gun.
That was Sunday night. Oh, yeah. It was Sunday night.
Sunday night. Saturday night was at Ripcord.
Oh!
After I left BRB, coming to Ripcord.
That's right. After BRB, we went to Ripcord.
That's the busiest I've seen the Ripcord since last Louis.
Mm-hmm. And there were people, a friend of mine, I'm not going to name any names here, he ended up peeing on someone. Because he had to go, but then there was a long line in the restroom, so he looked for a guy. Well, he looked for a guy. A guy was there waiting to be peed on, so he just did. Pretty common. It's kind of gross, but anyway, people are into that.
Likes water sports.
People like water sports. He's
a urinal.
Well, he just needed to pee, I'm sure. That's all he needed.
Why?
Yeah, he does. Right. And then later on when he came out, which was funny, when the guy came out and then, did you see that guy who was peeing on the other guy? And then the one who got peed on came over, was changing leather gear or something. You're changing shirts. Oh, my God. kind of tried to stay away from him, so, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then our friend Dave.
What did it do? Oh, do not disclose anything.
What happens at Louis stays at Louis. But he said he said something about the three hottest guys at Louis.
Oh, okay.
And I did not get my dick sucked this weekend, so I don't know what he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh! Dave, that was just your chance. You have an excuse. Louis weekend. Anyway.
I was angelic this weekend.
Angelic. You were angelic. Me too. I was a saint. I was a saint myself too. I was a voyeur though. But yeah, that's how
look,
I
look but don't touch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one of the articles we're gonna have. Okay, so Sunday, it's the show of shows. What happened? How was the show?
The show was very good. It was short. Wasn't as long as it usually is. So we had a new commercial from HAB, Booty Fresh.
Booty Fresh.
Real well. And then we had an old classic, Three Bears, One Cup.
Oh, God.
So, you know, it was all pretty good. So mm-hmm. we had a good time. It was a good show. Had Miss TGRA there, and she just did a kick-ass performance.
Oh, okay.
So she was hot. She did a good job. And she actually sang live.
Oh, live?
Live.
I am a fan of drag queens who sing.
And she sang
Patsy Cline live.
Klein
live. I'm going to sing.
So it was a good little show. Good little show.
Okay. Well, that's good. I missed that one. Did you film that? Did you get to film that? No.
I didn't take my cameras with me. I was too busy doing other stuff.
Oh, yeah. You're upstairs. Yeah. Yeah. Ray is very busy. Every Louie handling the audio and the video, right? Oh. You're handling all the production.
I'm
that's
producing.
Good. You're producing. Right, okay.
Or stage managing.
Stage managing.
Wrangling that crew at Rich's.
Mm-hmm.
But so, thank you guys. Everybody, you know, we give them a hard time, but, you know, those guys, they're there until 6 o'clock in the morning. And then most of them, a couple of them fell asleep on the pool tables up there and just had somebody come wake them up at 12 so they could get back to work and get ready for Louie.
Oh, wow.
So there are some troopers. So
okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So thank you, Rich's, for hosting. Yeah. Louis weekend.
It's
the show of shows.
They were DJs, and you were throwing beads and looking at bellies, and people were getting.
Oh yeah, that's one.
And you know, and there was that antifreeze drink they were serving.
Oh, that was pretty okay.
Which matches Louis's shirt right there.
I know. That's right. Anyway, so that was Louis. We had a great time. If you guys go to louisweekend.com, you can find maybe some links to pictures, and maybe next year you can come over to Houston.
That's
you
right.
can check it out. Yeah.
If you're out of town, it's free.
Yeah, if you're not out of towner, it's free. Okay, so before we move on to our next topic, we would like to announce the winner of the Drench Fur raffle for a run packet and a Splashdown ticket. So this is a raffle not including the hotel and travel, okay? So it's just really the
That's right. You're getting ticket. Into the event and into Splashdown, and that is it.
That is it.
All food, all hotel rooms,
mm-hmm.
and all transmittable STDs, you're on your own for.
Yep, you're on your own. Okay, Ray, drum roll. The winner is Christopher D.
Congratulations.
Yay! Congratulations, Christopher D, for winning the Drench Fur raffle. We'll contact you and we'll forward your information to Gary so you could receive your ticket. Your ticket to the event, and looking forward to see you guys. To see you there. It's Ray and I. Ray are going to be there, so it's going to be exciting. And really lots of us are going to be there. Dave, my partner Mike, is going to be there, and Dave's going to be there too. I think did Young say he's going
to
go?
No, he backed out.
He backed out.
Yeah.
Okay.
He backed out. He said not this year.
Mm-hmm. Not this year.
Not this year.
Mm-hmm. So. Oh well.
Oh well. Anyway, we'll see you there, Chris.
Okay. All right, so let's move on. Before we're doing the show here right now, we decided to watch a little bit of the Oscars that Ray recorded. We were
all of the Oscars pretty much while we were setting up and everything. So.
Yeah.
Because we were the Eagle last night when the Oscars
were. We were too busy. We were at the Eagle. Oh, yeah, we went to the Eagle.
That's right.
That's right. I forgot. After that, the Eagle was really wild last night.
And I ain't going to tell y'all what Maynard was doing down there. But.
Mm-hmm. Right. I did not do anything. Okay. Here's the mic.
I'm using the mic.
Okay, all right.
I'm using the mic.
Let me.
It's right here. It's right here. See? You can see. See, I got
volume. It should be over here.
Okay, so you want me to talk louder, 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 louder.
Am
okay.
I good? Yeah.
See. Am I good? Am I good?
Over
I good?
Here. That's
over
good.
Here, okay.
All right, so go on, Ray. What do we have? Well, yeah, okay.
Okay, we're going to talk about some of the winners for Oscar 2012 this year. Billy Crystal, I'm glad to see him back. It's good to see him back.
He's still alive.
He's still alive, so. but let's see. Best costume design this year was Mark Bridges for The Artist. And Mark's kind of a bear.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, let me see. Let me Google that. Hold on.
And best original screenplay was Midnight in Paris. And a director was Michael Hazavanavicius. How did you say? How do you say his name?
Michelle Hazavanavicius.
Bless you.
Hazavanavicius.
For the artist, which I haven't seen. Actually, pretty much all the movies that are on the Oscars this year, I haven't seen any of them. So, best animated feature film was Rango, which I wanted to go see. Best adapted screenplay was The Descendants.
Wow, he is a bear. Mark Bridges is a bear.
Okay. So, best actor in a supporting role was Christopher Plummer for The Beginner, which he was apparently playing a gay role. So apparently we need to go see this movie.
We have to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Best supporting best actress in a supporting role was Octavia Spencer from The Help. And her award acceptance speech was just, oh my God. I thought she was going to pass out on the stage, but a lot of people have talked about that, but she was very awesome.
I saw that, and she was really good. She was a very good actress.
So, I haven't seen it yet, and I was actually, when I was at home, I could watched it, because my sister had a DVD, and I didn't have time. So.
Okay.
And, of course, best actor in a leading role was Jean Desjardins for The Artist, and then best actress in a leading role was Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady. So, and she's been nominated more times than God.
Okay.
She finally won again.
She won again. But so going back to The Artist, I thought that won the best picture. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and the best picture. Best picture. The Artist.
The Artist.
So
I did see that. Okay. So yeah, I saw The Artist, and it's a black and white movie. It's just like how you may have seen it, how you may have seen movies in the 30s or, you know, black and white. And was it black and white back in the 30s or did they have color already?
It was just coming in.
It was just coming in.
Because Gone with the Wind was released in, what, 36?
Yeah.
And it was one of the first color ones.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like a classic.
Wizard
it's like Charlie
of Oz
Chaplin.
And I think, I can't remember, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing gay points because I can't remember this stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's The Artist, the one, the picture of the year. I got to see that with,
Prince.
What?
The Artist, formerly known as Prince.
No.
Okay.
It's not. The Artist.
So
it's, we got to see The Artist a couple of months ago. Mike and I, we watched it.
So is it a silent film? Did they do the action and then they splash the words on the screen?
Yes, they splash it. Yeah, they splash the words. And okay. If they really have to. But the way they act, you could really tell, the story is really well written in such a way that you can just, it's a silent movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And the only parts that they had real audio, like a glass breaking or a coin rolling or something like that, it was that was the only part that there was audio. I think it was part of the movie that he was dreaming, and everything has audio. And because there's a little spoiler about the movie, it's about people moving from silent movies to movies
talkies.
With audio.
Talkies.
You do talkies, yeah. So, yeah, it's about that artist, the lead role, who had to adapt or to try to avoid movies that had audio, and he doesn't want his voice. He's not a speaking actor. He's more an actor. That's why. So, yeah, it's good. You can wait for the DVD. Go support it. It's I liked it for a black and white, silent movie. It won Best Picture. How ironic, right?
Yeah.
How ironic that after all these decades of colored film, and now you have one that is a silent film with black and white, and it wins the Oscar.
Oscar.
Yeah. Okay. So let's move on. Let's move on to...
Woof. What a bear.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof. What a bear.
Our wolf with a bear, I'll go for this, okay, right? Is Mauro from Growler. Yeah, okay, so my name is Mauro, 35 years old, from London. I'm an interpreter translator, originally from Italy, but I relocated to the UK 2 years ago. I'm funny. I'm funny, reliable, original, and sensitive.
Sensitive.
I love travel, and I speak 6 languages.
He's smart.
Is smart. Okay. So in bed, I am very hot and passionate.
Oh, yeah.
Versatile and if well stimulated, very dirty.
Nice ass.
Nice ass. My ideal man must be 185. It's a twink. He likes a twink one. My ideal man must be 185, strong, well built, and very hairy. Ray, look at that Ray. There you go. Normally, I'm very open about men. I do really like to try all of them. Wow. I prefer safe sex, but once I know my man, bareback is more than welcome.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
As I'm a very tidy and clean guy, I'm looking for those men that know what is a shower and a tooth and a teeth brush is.
So wash your ass and brush your teeth.
Okay. I cannot stand up. Can I stand bad breath? Okay.
Yep.
Actually, I am single and I would like to find someone to share my next future with. I forgot I like big sizes down the belly. My ideal day would be in bed with my man having sex and cuddles. Oh, sex and cuddles. Walks in the beach. Okay. All day long, plenty of kisses and hard play. So that's
NCLs.
NCLs. Nice, Ray. So, yeah, that's our feature for today. It's Amaro. Thank you, Amaro.
You have a very nice ass.
I saw that.
We can't show that picture, but you have a very nice ass.
Okay.
I would eat it.
We have to keep the show very family friendly. Okay.
I will swallow him. Ever since he grabbed my ears, I knew these were rude. There isn't a motion to deep. A mountain so dry it can't keep.
Okay, let's do the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Okay, this week's gay is from Wipeout Homophobia on Facebook. As much as y'all seen the two soldiers kissing, that picture has been posted all over Facebook and has gone viral on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw it and was like, wow, is that really true? And then somebody came back and said yes. So yesterday's viral photo sensation that seemed too good to be real turns out to be authentic. Thanks to some apparent detective work by Joe Jervis, we now know the returning Marine was Brandon Morgan, greeting his partner, Dalen Wells. And he wrote this about the picture. To everyone who has responded in a positive way, my partner and I want to say thank you. Is it Dalen?
Dalen,
the giant in the photo, can't believe how many shares and likes we have gotten on this. We didn't do this to get famous or something like that. We did this because after three deployments and 4 years knowing each other, we finally told each other how we felt.
Aww.
As for the haters, let them hate. To quote Cat Williams, everyone needs haters, so let them hate. We are the happiest we have ever been. And as far as the whole PDA and kissing / hugging uniform, it was a homecoming. If the sergeants major, captains, majors, and colonels around us didn't care, then why do you care what these random people have to say?
That's right.
Thank you for your love and support. I received a lot of friend requests off of this. I don't just accept friend requests. So if your request because of this post, mention me and let me know. Good night, all, and Semper Fi. Thank you for your service to our country, sir. He said, and Semper Fi. And then he goes back to the author saying, and thank you for our service to our country, sir, and both of you having the courage to live out loud and proud. So. Mm-hmm. The picture rolled through in a minute, but it was a great picture when it started showing up yesterday because it's just the American flag in the background. Him jumped up on his partner Dalen, and they were kissing. It was just great.
He's like a bear and chaser couple, right? Kind of big muscle.
Dalen is kind of tart. Is he a dialect? Dalek.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But he's big.
Does he have a big stopper up front?
Maybe. I think so. He's got big feet. He's got big gloves. So,
but anyway, thank you guys. Thank you for doing your part to keep us free. And also, thank you for being man enough and brave enough and American enough to show that you love another man.
Yes. Awesome. All right.
That was my reserve battery lever. We got to hurry up.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was one of the cameras. Okay. Let's go on.
The Geek.
Oscars 2012, Angelina Jolie's right leg is followed on by 10,000 on Twitter. Oh, my God. I saw this. Actually, I was at work today, and my coworker told me, "Hey, look at this. Angelina's leg has a Twitter account." Okay. So Angelina Jolie was presenting the Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay when she stood with one hand on her hip and a bent right knee thrust out through the slit of her Versace gown, replicating a similar pose, she had struck earlier on the red carpet. So she did the same thing on the red carpet. So, oh, this is the gay guy. Yes. Wow, that's a pretty big guy. He's tall. Anyway, okay. So the striking stance was immediately copied by the Descendants screenplay writers Nat Faxon and Jim Rash as they took the stage to receive the reward from Jolie at the same time. Jolie became a popular topic on Twitter as users rushed to comment on her appearance. Soon after the Twitter account, Angie's right leg was set up, tweeting, "Look at me!" Later, it added, "Still here. Great view, but thank God for the slit in this dress. And you have to admit, I'm one hell of a leg." The account currently has 10,000 followers. Actually, when they looked again today, it's 15,000 and growing. So, a similar account, J-Lo's nipple, had earlier been set up after Jennifer Lopez's report wardrobe malfunction. That was many years ago. As she walked the red carpet.
Did you see her outfit?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, when she presented, you could see.
You could see the nipple?
You could see brownage.
Oh, really?
Darker skin color over here.
Does she have big areolas?
Big areolas, apparently.
Oh, God. Apparently, are they hairy areolas?
I don't know. She'd waxed.
Oh, I bet she does. Okay, so, So the wardrobe function as she walked the carpet in revealing sequined dress. J-Lo's nipple later tweeted Angie's right leg. Currently, the only account that the latter is following to saying, "You're lucky you're TV friendly and have bad Brad Pitt. Sigh, life of a boob." Okay, so yeah, it's on telegraph.co.uk. This article is. So yeah, I saw the picture and it's just funny. I found it funny that she would do that. It's from out of the blue that she would just extend her leg like that. You've been looking at the pictures too, right?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, that dress with that, because you could see both legs when she walked.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was Versace, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But just the way it was cut. And I think that's so it could show her legs.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, if you got it, show it.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Let's move on.
Our bizarre, which is more like bizarre hate crime here. But anyway. Three lesbians booked for yelling anti-gay names at a man while beating on him in a Boston subway. A gay Boston man was allegedly the victim of a hate crime last week when he was attacked by a group of teenage girls at a subway station. Local authorities said the man has cuts on his face and a bloody nose and that he told the police a group of teenage girls physically and verbally assaulted him at the Forest Hill subway station. He also told the police that he believes he was attacked because he was gay.
Really?
Some statements were made to his sexual orientation have conferred with the district attorney of
and the attorney general
who have advised us to pursue that avenue, said Department Deputy Chief Joseph O'Connor of Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Police say that there were at least three teenage girls who kicked and punched the victim, yelled racial slurs, and stole his backpack, which contained a digital camera and an iPod. The authorities questioned an 18-year-old suspect from Dorchester, a neighborhood of Boston, and are currently looking for at least two other female suspects. He was on the receiving end of two kinds of violence, one physical violence against his body and the other a hate violence against his spirit, said Priscilla Ballou, a passenger. But the case took a strange turn on Saturday, the 25th, when Boston police arraigned three black girls who claimed that they are lesbians.
Doesn't matter. They still...
The Boston Herald reported that a prominent civil rights lawyer claimed that no sane jury would convict them under those circumstances. Ooh, sounds like a legal defense. Mm-hmm. He say, I wonder if they got Quantel X. He say most of his fire for hate crime laws, which he said tries to break people down into categories and is doomed for failure. Mm-hmm. So I think it's funny that three lesbians beat up a gay guy.
I think they're lying that they're lesbians.
I think so too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think so
too. I don't see any
I think somebody saw a defense and they're like, oh my God, what are we going to do? So
they could prove it by if they make out and start licking each other.
But anyway.
I guess we'll never know. Mm-hmm.
On to announcements.
Okay, announcements. Here we go. We have Bear Watch. Go bearwatch.net. It's going to be on May 18th to 20th. 2012. So we invite you all to Bear Watch 13. It's the 13th year of Bear Watch. It's the run fees. From February 1st to April 30th, it's $100. And from May 1st to May 20th, it's going to be $125. And also $125 at the gate, right?
Right.
Yeah, so if you guys go to bearwatch.net, you can register. It would be great for you guys to come over to Galveston. It's going to be in Galveston. It's May 18th to 20th. So it's always fun. I'm looking forward to it. We got some friends who are coming this week, this month, right?
Yep.
This May. That'll be great. Okay, so also Drench Fur, like earlier, we announced the winner of Drench Fur. It's going to be on May 29th to April 1st. We're looking forward to do that because Ray and I are going to be there, and a couple of more friends, my partner and I, Ray here, of course, and Dave going to be there, and some friends of ours, Jay and Devin's going to be there, so... who else is going to be there? Oh, Don from Canada. So yeah, we might do a show with them. So we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to see him in person. We're going to see him in person at last. He's going to be all over you, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God, it's going to be a Texas pinning in Erie, Pennsylvania. Maybe. We shall see. Okay, so that's the drenchfur.com. It's the the 8th Drench Fur. And we're looking forward to go to Erie, Pennsylvania. Good. Okay, so let's move on to our shout-outs before we end the show.
I got a shout-out for Lewis, who came all the way from Albuquerque. You know, he should have taken that left at Albuquerque before to come to Houston. So that's the Bugs Bunny line of reference.
Okay.
But he was in town visiting from Albuquerque. Thank you for coming into town, Lewis. Mm-hmm. Harris was our newbie who came in. So congratulations to HAB for winning the Tiffle hat. It was an incredible hat. Looked mm-hmm. great.
It's pretty big.
That's what she said. Mm-hmm. And then the HCC committee and all the other club members for putting on a great Louis weekend. So,
okay. That would be great. Also, shout out to Sterling. I got to talk to him at
Sterling.
At the Ripcord. He... I guess he's a listener. He's a listener or viewer of our shows, and we talked. And you've seen him before. I mean, you've seen him So yeah.
He was in town for Louis last year.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Louis. No, maybe he was just in town a weekend visiting. Mm-hmm. So either way, hey there, Sterling.
Okay, so shout out Sterling. Okay, I guess that's it. That's the end of our show. It's our experimental show right now because. We want to expand a little bit more and see how it looks like on your side. Let us know. How do you like this this new setup? Yeah.
I'm going to have Manny wants to expand. Look, Buddy taking out the mic. See, Buddy got to get his time on the show. It's in your contract, right, Buddy? You have like 30 seconds. Well, you're going to have at least 30 seconds on the show or at least a gassy experience.
Oh, my God. He's going to give gas later. Uh-huh. Very soon. All right. This is the end of the show, Ray. Okay. So thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Okay, buddy, are you okay? Are you coughing up a lung there?
Okay.
Is that cold?
All right.
Or you can give us a call on the voice line, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us and leave us a message, and we'll play it on the show. Nobody ever calls us.
Yeah, well, we'll see. No, I mean, after this, call us. It's nice to play some audio in the show. It'd be great. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And we're also on YouTube. Oh, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, I got a message from YouTube saying that you can now post shows more than 15 minutes. I guess if you get the director's account, something like that, you can go more than 15 minutes because if you're a regular user, they only give you 15 minutes. So I have to cut up the shows every time. So it takes me days. A long time. It takes me a long time just to edit the show.
Yeah, it's the show a long time.
Yeah, but now I can put the whole show, more than 40 minutes or so like that. And on the podcast, easy. On YouTube, so... Not only in Vimeo, it's now on YouTube, the whole episode. All right, so what are we planning this week, Ray? Are we going to watch a movie?
Recover.
You're recovering still from Louis?
Oh, my God, man, I'm so sick. I've lost my voice.
Okay.
I'm tired. I need a massage.
You need a massage? Oh, you'll get one when you get to Erie. We got already contracted some people. Devin. Okay. All right. So, what else is going to happen this weekend? Nothing really. We're just going to be staying home.
Somebody we know turns 50.
Who's going to turn 50? Oh, that's right. I remember now. Okay, he's going to turn 50. Okay. He's been on the show before.
Yep. Happy birthday, Tony.
Happy birthday, Tony. Very soon. All right. So, thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
I can reach over there.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.